a great Friday it's been so far. Man, it's chilly, but, you know, that happens. It's October. I've seen it snow on Halloween too many times, remember, but hopefully it'll warm up around here before it all goes to winter. I'll just say that. Moving forward, my next guest is the co-founder of the Michigan Conservative Coalition and heads up the Guard the Vote Project, Marion Sheridan here. Marion, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've also been involved in organizing thousands of volunteers over the last couple of election cycles, doing it again this year to serve as poll watchers.
Yeah.
You are. There's a training this weekend, and you need a lot of volunteers. What's the problem you're battling?
Well, we all know that President Trump is right. It's like mail-in voting is a huge concern, isn't it? And we've seen the Democrats, and the Democrats are using mail-in voting as a way. They're using the pandemic as a way to push the mail-in voting. And we know they already tried Russian collusion. They tried impeachment. And now we know the only way they can win is by manipulating the vote. So we're very concerned about this. I've been involved in this quite by accident. In 2016, I received a call the day before the election that they
yep.
needed volunteers down at Cobo Hall, which is now TCF Center. And as we know, the president only won by 10,704 votes. At that time, we were able to get 28 people to go down there to oversee the counting of 65,000 absentee ballots. So those people came back totally emotionally changed. They realized they had been a part of something much bigger outside of
anything. What do you mean by that?
Been involved in.
Why were they emotionally changed? I mean, did they see something?
Well,
did they see things that were going on that shouldn't have?
Yes. Well, you know, a lot of times just being there prevents something from happening. But yes, I've been down there in 2018, and recently in 2020 in August for the primary. And we saw them counting ballots without poll books. We saw people scanning ballots that were mismarked and then changing votes on the scanner and submitting them. In the middle of the morning at 2 a.m., when I don't think they knew there was still a poll challenger there, they instructed the poll workers to just grab stacks of ballots, rip them open, and put the ballots in the bin to be run through the machine. This is totally against election protocol. So it's just something that we
So there's a lot of things out there, obviously, Marion, that concern you. Let me ask you this, because I know that with the Unlock Michigan crowd, there were 60,000 mm-hmm. people that got petitions and circulated them, right? 60,000
yeah.
people, grassroots people, conservative people, minus one California
yeah.
freak, but 60,000 conservative people that are there to help. And listen, we don't want to put our thumb on the scale either. We want to make sure that it's fair and honest. You know, if the Democrats win, so it is. If their ideas
exactly.
prevail, so it is. But I want it to be fair. I don't want anybody cheating.
Exactly. We want Democrat poll challengers at major locations where we think there's an imbalance of the two parties. It's a good thing. So I welcome Democrat poll challenger, Republican poll challengers. Let's just make sure that the process is fair. And so that's why, you know, we're recruiting around the Detroit area for locations in Detroit, Pontiac, Southfield. Certainly on the west side of the state, we have Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, Muskegon. So there are trainings going on all across the state for people to be poll challengers. Now, we did apply. We did have many people apply to be poll workers for the city of Detroit.
Right.
And I'm getting email and call and email.
All right, well, let's talk about
one
that.
One after another.
Yeah, hold on
yeah.
right there. Marion Sheridan here, co-founder of the Michigan Conservative Coalition, heads up the Guard the Vote Project. All right, if somebody's listening and they want to become a poll watcher, or whatever, and be involved in the process, how do they do that? How do they get a hold of you?
Okay, so then if they go to guardthevote@gmail.com, leave your name, cell phone number, and put in your email address to keep it simple. If they're from your show, Steve, I'm going to recommend they put in Gruber, and then we will send them the trainings that are going to be on that side of the state.
GuardTheVote@gmail.com. That's an email address, right? GuardTheVote@gmail.com.
Yes.
Send an email there. Say, listen, I can do this. GuardTheVote@gmail.com. I want to make darn sure people are hearing this. I'm going to put it up on the Facebook page as well. GuardTheVote@gmail.com. It's important that people get involved with the process. It's a grassroots effort. That's why, by the way, if you look at the fundraising here, Donald Trump, better than 2-1. Small donations, better than 2-1 out fundraising the Democrats is Donald Trump because of small donations. Grassroots, that's what this is. GuardTheVote@gmail.com, correct? Give them one last spiel why they should be involved.
Well, because to vote, your one vote is not enough. You have to make sure you vote. You have to make sure that your vote counts. And you have to make sure someone else's vote doesn't count twice.
Exactly right. I greatly appreciate it. GuardTheVote@gmail.com. Send an email to that address. Be a poll watcher. Anywhere you're listening in Michigan, they need help all over. Volunteers, yeah. Volunteers needed. Marion Sheridan, thank you so much for being here. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. GuardTheVote@gmail.com. You do it. We're going to put it up on the Facebook page. Unusual times, to say the least. That's why I trust Craig Stiles and Ameriprise to look after my investments. They should do the same for you as well. Anywhere in the state, you call Craig Stiles and Ameriprise, you'll be treated differently. You'll be treated first class, and they'll take everything into account that you need for your goals. 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise, my guy should be your guy. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.